Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Apple's silence around the tablet was cracked on Tuesday when McGraw-Hill Company's CEO Terry McGraw said in a TV interview that Apple would be announcing the product on Wednesday. McGraw, who was being interviewed about McGraw-Hill's latest financial results, added that the tablet is going to be based on the iPhone operating system. McGraw-Hill has worked with Apple for quite a while, and the publishing company's textbooks will be available for Apple's tablet, he said. Oracle has filed a lawsuit against third-party maintenance provider Rimini Street and its CEO Seth Raven, alleging the parties have been engaged in massive theft of Oracle software and related support materials through an illegal business model, according to documents filed Monday in U.S. District Court for the District of Nevada. Rimini Street, which provides support for SAP and Oracle applications, promises that customers will save at least 50% off their vendor-provided support bills. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission is continuing its investigation into wireless early termination fees, but this time is targeting one notable newcomer, Google. When Google launched its Nexus One phone in early January, the fine print of the user agreement indicated that canceling service in under 120 days would cost customers $550. That includes a $350 equipment recovery fee that Google charges and a $200 termination fee from T-Mobile. Buyers have a 14-day grace period during which they can return the phone and avoid those charges. Despite a detailed page on Walmart's website indicating that the Nexus One phone is coming soon, Google says it has no plans to distribute the phone anywhere but its own website. Walmart Stores has created a page on its wireless website featuring the Nexus One. It says the device is coming soon, but doesn't include pricing information. Walmart says the page was put up by mistake due to a technical error. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.